Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.
I'd like to mark the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, which falls each year on the 11th of February and coincides with the day we mark the World Day of the Sick. I'd like to do this by picking up on something Pope Benedict said February the 6th on the occasion of the customary Sunday Angelus prayer. I exhort all healthcare workers, he remarked on this occasion, to look at the sick person and see not only a fragile body, but above all a person who deserves solidarity and adequate and competent treatment. Well, to highlight this loving care for the sick and suffering, I'd like you to join someone who reflects on a very personal story involving his dearest and nearest, and the loving care they received on a visit to Lourdes. He's Monsignor Peter Fleetwood.
I rang my parents in Wales one evening to ask them if they would like to visit Our Lady's shrine in Lourdes. They were delighted and accepted straight away. The months passed by as normal, but just 10 days before we were due to go, the doctors in the hospital in Chester told my mother she had an inoperable tumour on her lung and would need treatment. Having grown up poor, one of the first things she worried about was whether I would lose any money if she was unable to go to Lourdes. Luckily, she was reassured when I said it didn't matter, but that anyway she was to make up her own mind and not be bullied by anyone into going or not going. Having grown up a strong Catholic, she decided Lourdes was the best place to be, so we went. Mum had a difficult trip, and some people criticised me for making her suffer the inconvenience and even pain of going to the airport and the indignity of being pushed around Lourdes in a wheelchair. Why bother putting her through all that inconvenience? Poor Dad was at his wit's end and very depressed about why all this was happening. Why bother if the life you have built together has to end like this? And they both hated the attention which naturally comes your way if you're in a wheelchair in Lourdes or pushing one. We are very private people. The change came the day before we went home. Mum was scared of going to the baths at the shrine. The woman from the Isle of Man who took her in told me later on in tears of laughter that Mum was afraid because she couldn't swim. Nobody had told her it was a small bath into which the helpers lower you carefully. She must have thought it was an Olympic-sized swimming pool. I stayed outside with Dad, who was unusually nervous and short-tempered. It was very difficult for him. Why was all this happening? He got an answer when Mum came out with a radiant face, saying, "I've done everything I wanted to do now. Will you take me for a coffee, Peter?" She was amazed by the kindness absolutely everyone showed her. And Dad said that the wait outside the baths and walking around Lourdes had made him realise he had been feeling far too sorry for himself. His eyes had been opened by other people's sufferings. Two little miracles. Mum died less than 3 weeks later. My dad's burden was made much lighter, and the people who had been so critical said how wonderful it was that Mum had had the chance to go to Lourdes. What about me? Well, the big miracle was that this couple who hardly ever went anywhere accepted the invitation so quickly. Most people think of priests and other professional Catholics as people of faith, but I can tell you that on this occasion I was the one who was doing most of the learning. In a way, without wanting to give the wrong impression, I can honestly say that the miracles of the 1850s became distant memories when one sees the recurring miracles at Lourdes today. When I invited Mum and Dad to come, I had to be chaplain to a group which brought with it plenty of work but lots of fun, and very moving moments with people I felt really pleased and privileged to meet. Many times in the course of my work, I'm tempted to say, why bother staying here? But my own frustrations paled into insignificance on that special pilgrimage. That has often happened to me on trips to Lourdes, and on visits to hospital or prison, or even to sick people in their homes. The people who wondered whether it was worth bothering to take Mum on a difficult journey to a shrine in a foreign country got their answer, and were gracious enough to admit it. There were also many people like me who went as Christians who often wonder why they should bother remaining in the church or believing in God or being good people. I think many of us got our answer too. I would recommend it.